Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your 1 euro per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Miguel.
Mark, how are you doing?
Doing very well, of course. I feel terrible.
Oh, say more.
I feel guilty. There is a black cloud, you know, foggy.
Descending on you.
The skyline of my moral vision. I suppose that the reason I feel guilty, of course, is because these clips are from before your existence.
I feel a bit conflicted.
The sort of glorious honeymoon period of the podcast when it was just a laugh a minute.
Easy now.
No, but you know what I mean? Me and Kieran had a thing. You were just... You know.
Don't say that.
I know. It's... We're happy.
Can I admit something to you?
Go on.
When I was prepping these clips this morning, I was obviously, you know, cleaning them up and making sure they were ready for the show. And one of them introduced themselves as like, "Hey, Mark, hey, Kieran." And I cut that out.
You petty little bitch. I absolutely love it. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're doing this episode today, it's not just because it's an easy episode to record whenever I'm on holidays and I'm stretched for time and I want to spend precious moments with my wife and daughter. No, it's actually not. The reason we're doing this is because the Incidents at Mass episode is absolutely outrageous, like genuinely outrageous. But it reminded me of what can only be described as four of potentially the most iconic, no, sorry, without a shadow of a doubt, the four most iconic submissions we have ever had to the podcast around church, religion, death, marriage, all of the above. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've got Michael to go into the little roast, go to the roast office, open up the filing cabinet and produce four of the greatest submissions we have ever had to the podcast of funerals. These are the top four Irish funeral failures. And I swear to God, each is more outrageous than the last. I know some of you will have heard them before, but my God, if this... you know, I actually don't know which one of my favourite is. I actually do not. But what we'll do is we'll play them now. It's going to be this is sort of like Michael. This is like Michael having to... How does it feel for you? Because you're now being made sit and applaud somebody else doing your job. So how does that feel?
I know. I hate it, to be honest. I'm not happy at all right now. I'm fuming.
Well, listen, why don't you play the tape and we'll go from there?
Okay.
Okay, these are the best ever Irish funeral failures. Let's go.
Well, Mark, sorry. So I'm a church musician and I was doing this funeral about 15, 16 years ago. And the family of the deceased requested as a reflection after communion, the Near My God to Thee, but they wanted the exact recording from Titanic. So I went on to iTunes, found a recording, listened to the 30 seconds that the iTunes let me, ran, paid 99p for the track, burned it onto a CD, and the priest was playing it from the altar. Anyway, I came to the reflection, people are all getting very sad and very emotional and all this. And I was standing there going, I actually haven't listened to this full track. So I started to panic a bit. Anyway, it was all going grand. And about 2 minutes were done. And I was like, right, surely it's going to wrap up now. And people are crying. It was all very sad. So I'm just going to play you the track. And that's exactly what came across.
Gentlemen, it has been a privilege playing with you tonight.
So yeah, safe to say, I wanted the ground to open up and eat me up. And then the priest got up and said, let us pray, as if nothing happened. So that's my Irish funeral story.
World class. Absolutely world class. It'll be hard to beat that one. That is just, listen to the song in, firstly, download the song. Listen to it in full. That is the rangement. And that's like, this is like the Paul Hollywood handshake for the first, this is straight out the bat. That is the rangement. On we go.
Hi, Mark. So, a sympathiser at my dad's removal, who will remain unnamed, basically said, yeah, sorry for your loss, but then proceeded to tell me all the presents that my current boyfriend had bought me at the time, because he had met him earlier on, shopping. And yeah, sorry for your loss. Jesus, I met himself today and he bought you this and this and this and this and this and this for Christmas. Sound lad.
Okay, I love this. I love this because it perfectly encapsulates the sort of frenzied, instinctive tendency we have as Irish people to immediately soften the blow of anything bad by following up by saying something good. Do you know what I mean? Like, we are allergic to closure in this country. Avoidance could be our national sport. Like, even if we're breaking up with somebody, you know, we sort of break up with them and then we're like, yeah, but like, we'll probably see each other around, you know, as if that's a consolation prize. Do you know? Sorry, mate. No interest in pursuing a life together anymore. But if you're lucky, you might get to see me in Dunn's every now and then in the frozen food section. Do you know what I mean? So I actually find this guy at the funeral, I find it a little bit endearing because we find it impossible to be completely morose in Ireland and leave a sentence on the negative foot. We have to sort of wrap it up in a little bit of a positive manner. You know, sorry to hear about the incident there with your father. I'm very sorry for your loss. Do you like Charlotte Tilbury? Do you, a bit of concealer? Yeah, Simon's got you some, I think. No, he wasn't himself towards the end, no. Jesus, no, it robbed him of all his dignity entirely. Do you like the Dyson Airwrap, do you? You do, of course. Happy Christmas. Very sorry for your loss. No, you've got a Nintendo Wii. Sorry, well, hello? Sorry for that. No, Jesus, shocking. No, he doesn't look like himself at all. No, splatter on the pavement. Taken far too soon altogether. He was a fit man. He was a fit man, and you're getting a Fitbit. That was another thing I saw today. You're getting a Fitbit, yeah, from Curry's. So, yeah. Ah, your father was a good man, and your boys did good too. What size are you in Lululemon leggings, actually? I believe the arse, you've to size down twice, I think, anyway. But the bus came out of nowhere. Rest in peace. A piece of jewellery as well, actually. Do you know what I mean? On we go.
Mark, I have to give it to you. That is a 5-star response. I'm going to try and give some feedback here, some actual production notes. Nice, like, meta gag talking about, you know, how Irish people are struggling or do struggle with handling grief. And then the impression is just box office, 10 out of 10.
So when you say, what's meta about the gag, just because you're obviously getting into the psychoanalysis, what are you talking about?
Just demonstrate
your... No, I'm joking. I'm
so I have just again. Licked your arse for 20 seconds there. And you're fucking...
No, but that is genuinely... By the way, I'm trying to shave here at the same time. That is genuinely absolutely incredible. Your man at the funeral. There is an Irish old fella at every single funeral who is besieged with bewilderment and doesn't know how to process emotions. Like, I mean, I think the greatest illusion in life is that as we get older, that our maturity rises with the same rate of the years we spend on Earth, right? So like, the longer that we are on this planet, that the more mature we'll become, the more emotionally aware we'll become, the more like, what's the word? capable we will ultimately be in challenging situations, be them births, deaths, marriages, whatever they are, whatever the life throws at us, that we'll be more capable of dealing with them. It's not the case. And I think adulthood is knowing that Larkin, the like dolmens around my childhood, but like that's going to annoy me. But anyway, it's like these figures that we all grew up with in terms of adult figures who we always thought had the answers and stuff, you realize they are just completely under attack from adult life as well, and they don't have a Swiss, so they're all just making it up as they go along. And this poor fella is just at the funeral, and he doesn't know how to sort of process the fact that one of his good mates has been fucking mowed over by a bus. Do you know what I mean?
You're jumping to conclusions there, man.
Oh, sorry, the bus. She never mentioned the bus, did she? This poor girl is listening to this for the second time going, he died. It was a pulmonary embolism. Do you know what I mean? Leave the bus out of it. Oh, fuck. That is one of my favorite contributions to the show ever of all time. That, for the moment, is number one at the funeral of the funeral contributions. Right, mate, get another one on for us. Let's go. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Hey, Mark, love the pod. A few years ago, my grandfather passed away and my aunt's husband went to fix my granddad's jacket whilst he was in the coffin and accidentally touched my granddad's cock. And nobody actually seen it happen. And on the day of the funeral, back afterwards, when they're all having their tea and sandwiches in the pub, myself and my brother were playing pool with my aunt's husband and he burst out laughing out of nowhere and we were looking at him like, what is wrong with him? And he turned around and he said, I've something to tell you, but you can't tell anyone. Now, bear in mind, my aunt is like an uptight bitch and would be absolutely horrified if she heard this had happened. And he basically said, what had happened? And he said, I touched your granddad's cock and it was like a rock. No. I was in absolute convulsions from laughing. I nearly gave myself a hernia from laughing. It was the funniest thing I have ever heard. And to this day, it is hilarious when I see him because that's all I can think about.
I say this with the greatest respect. I think your uncle's hard drive should be examined. Do you know what I mean? This is, he deserves to be Tulsa. Somebody needs to make a house call to this absolute... Just, I never thought in the year that we've been doing this podcast, I would hear the sentence, he touched my granddad's cock, for that to be perfectly normal. Like, hold on. So he accidentally, as you say, you touched your granddad's cock. But then the crux of this, okay, and the crux of the insanity in this one is, you then say, and nobody saw it. So he had the perfect out. He never had to mention it ever again. But he couldn't help himself. Do you know what? That was a bit of an interesting skirmish with the dead man's phallus. I should probably wait until I have my niece and nephew by marriage alone in the snooker hall. And then I'll tell them, like, what the hell was going through his head? That is just... Does that happen to the Willy, though? I don't think it does, unless, no.
Any funeral directors out there?
Somebody did message me from one funeral home. Does that happen? Or doctors? I'm assuming, like, if you were to die mid-coit... I don't know. Yeah, I did, look. Yeah, it's just all... Okay, let's... Oniva.
I absolutely love this one. I have to say, I disagree with you on your feedback. Like, yeah, maybe check his hard drives. He is obviously a bit of a loon. But I feel like you'd be similar to me on this one. If I experienced something like this, I couldn't help but not tell someone. Because, like, whatever awkwardness might ensue, the laugh I would get from telling that story, I just wouldn't be able to resist.
Well, does the Willy go hard, though? No, sorry. Okay, firstly, finding it irresistible to tell people is one thing. But in the sort of Venn diagram of news about an adult man's boner and then children, that should never intersect. That is like, they are two circles that should just be very separate on the page. Do you know what I mean? Those lines should never cross over. So,
yeah.
Like, they are not the party. Yeah, do you need to talk to somebody about seeing the pensioner's pulsating phallus? Not pulsating, the opposite of which. But, like, you know, telling somebody is one thing. It's just the choice of who you share that information with.
Yeah, the audience is a bit suspect. That's totally fair.
Exactly. So for me, it's a completely outrageous thing. And it was interesting, though, on the whole dead body thing, I don't like seeing dead... Okay, this is going to shock you. I don't like seeing dead bodies. No, but I don't like saying goodbye to the corpse at a funeral or a wake.
Do you not?
No, it's not for me. And unfortunately, like, we've received a lot of... we've had a lot of loss in our family over the years, and it's just I learned pretty early on, like, that I actually find it traumatizing. And I know some people have this thing about closure and saying goodbye, but for me, I prefer to remember the person as they were. And I there was a couple of people whom I did go up and look into the coffin, and I swear to God, like, as you know, as the police were pulling me away and sort of trying to unclasp my hands from his throat. Why would I be murdering someone when they're already in a coffin? It's done, you idiot! No, but like, I just
fucking making sure, the bastard.
I said don't tell them about the boner. For me, it's like I have done it, and I did it at a young age, and I really, to this day, it's still, when I think of two of those people, that's the image that I see, which I don't want. As I got a little bit older, I just stopped doing it, and I feel conscious of not doing it, because sometimes I'm like, oh God, does it reflect? Do people think it's like a lack of personability to the deceased or something? But yeah, I don't know. That's just me. I wonder if anybody else feels the same, but it's not. It's just not something I'm comfortable with. Really, I don't find it I don't find it emotional in a nice way. I find it just fucking really morbid. And I mean, obviously it's morbid. It's literally death personified. But like, it's just not for me. I find it so grim. And I know, like, I've made jokes about this before, but the whole, like, oh, he looks very himself. No, he doesn't. He does
not. No, he doesn't.
Unless he dressed up as a Jo Malone candle for Halloween one year. He does not look like himself. There are literally wax museum versions of Robbie Keane where he looks more like Yasser Arafat, fat, which are still The Irish Wax Museum is the most insane thing in the world. They essentially just have a couple of old mannequins from Roach's stores. And then it's like, oh, here's a group of English people. Throw the blonde wig on.
Diana.
Do you know what I mean? And then it's, oh, there's a bunch of people from Donna Bate. Oh, they trim the back and sides. Steve Staunton. Do you know what I mean? It's completely fucking outrageous. Okay, let's
we should do a day trip there.
Oh, man, we definitely should. Right, let's go.
We have one more. Let's take
it. One more, and then I'm going to see my darling daughter and take her for a swim. Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. So, a good few years back, I went over to the Aran Islands for my 30th birthday. There was a bunch of us. A few bottles of Prosecco were opened on the ferry. We kind of all landed off the ferry in great form, tumbled into the first pub we saw. There was a DJ set up. We ordered drinks. We were all dressed in feather boas. We had little 30 stickers stuck to our boobs. So great form. First song we asked was Poker Face by Lady Gaga. And we were just bopping all over the pub, having a great time. So we kind of went on for a half an hour now, drinks flowing, music getting louder and dancier. And then eventually one of us was like, oh, we play Fateless Insomnia. And the DJ very nicely was like, ah, lads, that's a bit much now for a week. So we turned around and yeah, in the corner there was a bunch of mourners. We just saw people in black. So we had accidentally crashed someone's funeral. We went straight over. We were very apologetic. We said, obviously we didn't realize, we didn't mean to disrespect. And they just said, nonsense. That's exactly what Cowboy would have wanted. To Cowboy Daily. So to this day, we still toast Cowboy Daily.
Go on, Cowboy Daily.
Oh, and a little disclaimer there. When I say we had 30th stickers stuck to our boobs, I mean, over our clothes. We weren't that bad.
Thanks for the clarification. I absolutely love this. I think the real villain in this story is the DJ. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love the way this DJ, who clearly plays it very fast and loose with reverence, decides to draw the line at Faithless. Do you know what I mean? That's when the sensible, grieving maestro comes into play. Gaga Poker Face, absolutely. Crack on, girls. But Faithless, have a bit of respect. Do you know what I mean? What sort of, like, sentimentally pedantic DJ is this? I like Lady Gaga, but you must be going, Gaga, if you think I'm playing Faithless. This is... He quietly turns down the smoke machine, switches off the confetti canisters, and asks the roaming saxophonist to play The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand instead of Clangor Russell. Do you know what I mean? Why did he wait that long to tell them it's awake? When they come in with the sashes and the stuff glued to their boobs, that's the moment when you go, listen, guys, sorry to tell you, but we've actually, there is a wake here. So we have to be sort of particular with the music that we play. Also, Keane DeCrow's been hiding under a pile of coats for the last 3 weeks waiting to go viral again. So if you wouldn't mind just keeping the buzz, forget less willy straws. Do you know what I mean? If you want a hard willy, by the way, the cask, no. But look, I want to see the set list of this DJ because it's just completely insane. It's almost as insane as me last night eating 6 banoffee pie protein yogurts for dessert and still convincing myself that it's going to help me lose weight. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, just before we go, saxophones and DJ, you know, there is no aural torture quite like the pairing of a saxophone accompanying a DJ. It's worse than the sound of an angry mother sacking a dishwasher or a man in his mid-30s describing his sporting achievements from secondary school. Saxophones, when paired with DJs, are effectively musical cattle prods to herd the morons together and create an invisible disco prison that only incarcerates estate agents, life coaches, and your mates who move to Dubai. And that's before, my friends, we even discuss the music. Here's a relatively good house track. Why don't we get a guy dressed like an out of work 90s children's television presenter and have him prance around a swimming pool wearing a t-shirt down to his knees and high tops up to his waist, performing a version of Man with the Red Face by Laurent Garnier that would be deemed too insensitive for the prisoners of Guantanamo. And last but not least, I'll finish on this. Any man in his mid-30s or older that wears high tops, they're hiding something. That's my theory. Don't trust a man in his mid to late 30s who wears cartoonishly large high tops. There's something perverted going on there, my friends. Kieran, is that a saxophone in your pocket or are you just deceased?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think, Mark, that could actually be one of the most important reactions that you've ever done on the show. There's the genesis of about four long-standing and pretty iconic jokes there.
I'm actually listening to that going, Jesus, I need to pull my fucking socks up. Like, I've gotten way too fucking cocky. I'm falling asleep at the wheel these days. That was actually pretty funny, like, all of that
the
stuff.
Keane DeCrow beef was
Keane DeCrow lying under a pile of fucking cunt waiting to go viral again is genuinely tattooed across my chest. The fucking various musical references are like, oh my God, what's the word I'm looking for? Prodigious, almost. Maestro. That is, no, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word? Like, I don't know. Anyway,
I feel like Man with the Red Face has kind of been lost, though, to wanker music listeners.
Well, Man with the Red Face is one of the greatest tunes of all time. And it's just been butchered. In the same way that, unfortunately, like French Touch / French House is having a resurgence, which in a weird way is fabulous and beautiful to see. Like, of all times, of all genres, like French Touch, French House is my, like, that is my fucking bread and butter from day one. Right? And the idea of Stardust Music Sounds Better With You was obviously our wedding song. Like, French House music is, and French Touch is the subgenre to end subgenres. But when you see fucking these like remixes of like Mojo Lady that are absolute garbaggio, I'm just that guy. I actually, listening back to myself talk in real time, I'm now like, who the hell do I think I am? But still, I need to jump in the pool with Rosie. That's the bottom line.
Look, it was great to explore your roots. I'm glad we are where we are today, but you go enjoy your holiday.
And you are the greatest addition to the podcast, and we would be utterly lost without you. My friends, happy sauce on the side. For those who liked it. Oh, somebody sent me an amazing tagline yesterday and I've forgotten it. What was it like? It was something about preheating the oven or I don't know. Anyway, look, have a great weekend. I hope you guys are doing well. Obviously, these pods are a little bit different because I'm like in my kitchen in Spain trying to figure out a little podcast studio. So it's not as straightforward as you might think. So I hope that you're understanding if there are any sort of production quality issues or the show isn't flowing as fluidly as it usually would. As David Gray would say, please forgive me. But I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the ongoing everything. And you know what to do. If you're enjoying the show, if you've been enjoying the episodes, make sure you've clicked follow on Spotify. Just because that's it. It's like whenever our team are going to market with the podcast and like getting us sponsorships and getting us hosteries and all of these things, all of those metrics help us increase our fee, which basically gets the podcast paid more, which then enables us to do more fun activations, fun investigations, send people to Lisbon, spend money on the show, all of those things. So it's all part of the ecosystem. And again, lest I remind you, stick your notifications on Instagram, because the Instagram is just a nightmare. So if you follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark, make sure your notifications are on so you get notified when I post. And when I post, you better make sure to like that shit, because then I can get more commercial work. And as a result, I can feed more time and energy into giving you what you want. Anyway, guys, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go into the water now. Water with my daughter. Let's go. Michael, you're a beast. Speak to you very soon.
Ditto. Good luck.
Peace. Bye-bye. How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.